It was a little more run down, I guess, than and then people say, well, the good old days in the 70s and 80s. I thought I've heard that. I just think that New York is what it was then was what it was. Now it's what it is. So there's always nostalgia for the past. But, there was nothing particularly that I experienced then that I would wish would be back today. Nah, let's put it that way. What was interesting about that was, but I saw this mannequin on Broadway in a kind of one of these kind of Vegas type stores that's no longer in Manhattan. There, but it had these kind of clothes, these very kind of Vegas type clothes. And there was a mannequin with the suit and everything, the guy's hair, everything. And we went in, me and the others, looked at it, picked it up, and just took it. Took the whole thing. Not the mannequin. I wish we did because we could have kept it. I would have loved to have kept it. And even the hairstyle on the mannequin, we just did the whole thing. So he sent me the script and I read it and I said, yeah, well, let's have a reading and let's see what it is, and just to see. And we did and we had a reading. I wasn't crazy about the first reading because we did it in LA. And some of the characters that were being, they had pulled in, were not real enough for me. And so I asked if we could have another reading. And I think we did it in New York, I think. And got the characters that were much more, and those are the characters that you see in the movie, which gave it more weight and gave it, made it funny, but real funny. Funny in a real way.